the history of the Celts in Brittany on this week's Celt Father Music and Travel. Greetings all, my name is Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. I am your host, and I got a really cool episode and a really cool interview that I did in Brittany this summer when I was doing my Celtic invasion of Brittany. But before we get to that, I want to share a little bit of news. First off, this Sunday, October 22nd, is my fourth annual Celtic Halloween music special. I will broadcast live on YouTube starting at 8 p.m. Central. You can go to my website, go to the Celt Father Live page, and you'll get a special reminder. There's an email list you can sign up to get a special reminder about the event. My Celtic Halloween single can be found everywhere on the digital world. Three songs for $3. And if you order a copy of the album, just email me your receipt and I'll send you a copy of the fourth song that was originally released on the EP for free. So just send that email to me. My Hobbit Music CD collection is now on sale as well. That's throughout October. You can save over 50% when you buy those CDs on my Bandcamp page. And speaking of Bandcamp, I also uploaded the Kilted Kings album and t-shirt. They are purchasable there as well. And finally, I shared my newest travel vlog. It's a music video from Auray, Brittany, where today's interview took place. And I am doing a little bit of lilting in the video. So go check it out. Without further ado, in the summer of 2017, I led a Celtic invasion vacation to a town of Carnac, in the region of Brittany in France. This is up in the northwest corner. And on the second day of the invasion, I usually like to bring in someone to talk about the history and culture and the legends of Celtic people. And I invited Samuel of Visite Bretagne to share his knowledge about the history of the Celts in Brittany. And we sat down on a windy day in Auray to talk about it. Here's my interview. This is the Celt Father Mark Gunn, and I'm here with Samuel and Lisa Clouet of Visite Bretagne, and we're going to talk a little bit about Celtic history and of Brittany, and maybe a little bit about the culture and music. We'll see what all comes out of this. But I talked to him earlier. He was doing an interview with us and with my group here in the Celtic Invasion Vacation. This is blocking the wind, so. I thought that this would be a good time to chat with him a little bit more about how the Celts ended up here. Because we started off in we're in Carnac, where there's a whole bunch of stone, which are all Celtic, right?
Yes, well, it's very old in Carnac.
You mean it's not Celtic?
No. Well, for a long time we thought it was Celtic. It was Celtic monuments until the 19th century. It was thought to be Celtic temples used by the Druids, but actually, in the last few years, in the last few decades, we know that these monuments are much older. They are actually 6,000 old. 6,000 years old.
Wow.
So the Celt people didn't arrive here at this time.
When did the Celts arrive?
So the Celts arrived here in Brittany a bit later than in other parts of Europe. Here they arrived around 400 years BC.
Okay.
So they were first in Central Europe, and they crossed step by step Italy, France in general, and they finally arrived to Brittany. This movement was even more encouraged when the Roman Empire developed and arrived in Gaul, in what we call now France,
right.
which was Gaul.
And they all moved up into the far northwest of France, which is, of course, now Brittany, right?
Yes. So yeah. To Brittany and also to the British islands in this same
period. So they transferred, they crossed up through Brittany up to where?
And then to the British
all
islands.
To Cornwall and Wales and Ireland too, and
yes.
Scotland?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, to Scotland, it was a bit more difficult for them because there were some other people there,
mm-hmm.
So it was more protected.
Do you know about the Isle of Man? Would that also be included, where they might have settled?
Yes, okay. It was the same period, okay. when they arrived.
And so what happened after that?
And, well, then there was a whole period where the Celtic culture was the most influent in Brittany. So we have many remains of this period. At this time, Brittany was not completely unified. There were five main groups of people. The Venet, here we are in we are near from Vannes, so the people were the Venet. There were the Osism, the Namned, the Redon, and the Coriozolit. So that was the situation when the Roman Empire arrived here. Then, over a few centuries, until the 3rd century, there was a major influence of the Roman. So the Celtic culture decreased in a way. There was a decline.
So there was a decrease?
Yes, there was a decrease in the Celtic influence, of course, during the Gallo-Roman time. So many many monuments, many cities were built also at this time. So many remains of this period. And it's also a time when the Romans ransacked some older monuments and even the Celtic constructions. So it also explains that many things could not be excavated, could not be found from this time. Then there was again a major wave of migration from Celtic areas. Well, the Roman Empire was in decline from the 3rd, 4th century. There was an empty space to take again in France and in Brittany in particular.
So, and that's when you were telling me earlier that the Celts came from Wales and Cornwall down to Brittany.
Exactly.
And that's because the Romans were leaving. Oh, okay.
That's exactly this time. The Frank people tried also to invade the place first, but it was not a success. They lost some battles against the Breton people, so Breton coming from the current England, from Cornwall, from Wales. And finally, these migrants were the ones keeping the place from the 5th century, 6th century. That's exactly from this period also that many Welsh monks, Irish monks, settled on the north coast of Brittany and helped in the evangelization of the place because Brittany was not fully Christianized at this time. It was more a pagan country. So there were many...
Were they worshipping mostly their own gods, or were they doing the Roman gods? Or
No, the Celtic. It was more the Celtic tradition with many gods and goddesses related to the nature elements. So what we can still feel from the Druidism. So there are still hints of this culture in Brittany, especially in the inlands along the coastline. We cannot feel it much anymore. But in the forest, for example, in the forest of Broceliande, in the forest of Welgoat in Finisterre, there is a kind of revival in this in this culture.
So now the Celtic influence, how does that extend? I mean, would you consider the Arthurian stuff a part of the Celtic influence? And
Nowadays?
Yeah.
You mean? Yes. Well, there is still much influence in the culture. The most visible part of this culture is the music.
Right.
Of course. The traditional instruments in Brittany being the bombard, the equivalent of an oboe, and the biniou. So biniou, the bagpipe.
A biniou, yeah. And now, we'll get this in just a sec. Let's find a slightly dry place. Those are the instruments. Now, there's a certain names that I was looking at finding for French musicians. What is that called? The name of French bands? The
Bagad.
Bagad.
Bagad. So it's a Breton name.
Uh-huh.
In Breton language, it just means a band. So
okay. Oh, okay.
One Bagad, and Bagadou is the plural form. So that's the traditional organization for music bands.
So Bagad is a band, and is there a name for the style of music, or? There's also a name for festivals. What is that? What are festivals? And
so there are a few festivals really related to the Celtic music.
Right.
We call it Breton or Celtic music.
What is
music.
The Festnos?
And Festnos is the special concert organized at night in Brittany. So Festnos in Breton language, it just means the music at night. Nose okay. is night.
Ah,
Breton.
Okay.
There are also some Fest days. Fest days is music during the day. Days.
Very straightforward.
D-E-I-Z. Almost like days in English.
Right. Are there, if someone was coming to Brittany, and they want to see something truly Celtic, what would you recommend? What is the first thing that comes to your mind that you'd recommend people do?
For sure, going to such festivals. So they are organized the whole year round, of course. More during summer, but also in other periods, it's usually on Saturday evening. So uh-huh. on Saturdays or on Sundays. During the week, it's more difficult to find them, of course. So that's a great experience, both to hear the local music and also to see dancers, because there are many special dances in Brittany related to the Celtic culture.
Oh, really?
So many dances.
Are there many Corrigans involved with those?
So the Corrigans, maybe you can meet some during the festivals, but you know, Corrigans usually prefer very quiet and more mysterious places.
And they're basically dwarf-like fairy creatures of Brittany.
Yes, these are our dwarfs. So more living in the forest.
Okay. It's probably not at the festivals. Okay, gotcha.
At the exit of a festnos, you could go to the forest and probably find right. find some of them. Well, actually, they really like the music. They often dance in circles.
Oh.
They often play the violin themselves.
Oh, good.
So that could be a good place
to have a good party.
Yes, after the festivals.
From one festival to another.
Yes, an unofficial one.
Right. Now, one of the things that I've come to love about Brittany already is the food. I don't know if it's very Celtic, but it's really good. So you have what are they, crepes and then galettes. And now the first person we met, who was apparently not from here, called them the same thing. But the galette is basically black wheat. Is that right?
It's buckwheat. Galette. Galette is made of. Blé noir or sarrasin, we call it in French. So it's the equivalent of buckwheat.
Okay.
It was a traditional cereal in Brittany because our land was very good for that. Well, the land was rather poor and buckwheat could grow rather easily. So it was the common dish for people to cook galettes. So these pancakes, but very, very thin. And what is interesting in Brittany is that you can add some very different ingredients in them. So very simple ones like ham, eggs, cheese. But you can also find some seafood. You could add some scallop shells in them with leeks, which is a very good combination.
Huh. And where also are, can you, as it's starting to rain here, where can you find apples in this country? Because you have a lot of cider, but I haven't noticed any apple trees.
Ah. Well, probably because it's not exactly the season now, so it's more difficult to see them. They are not flowering.
But they stock up, huh? Because it seems like there's a lot of cider here.
Yes, it's definitely the region for cider in France. With Normandy, it's the traditional competition between these two regions.
Oh, I did hear about that. I heard about that. But they make it correct here, right?
Yes. So here where we are on the south coast of Brittany, but also on the eastern side, well, that's definitely the drink we made in Forms. And we still can find many different kinds of cider. The dry one, you can find some sweet one, but traditionally it's more the dry one.
And the cups, they those are so unique as well, because they serve them in sort of, it's like a teacup to me.
Exactly,
but
yes.
Do you know when that started? Have any idea when that started? No clue.
no precise clue, but for centuries, at least, it's like that. Oh, cool. We serve cider only in such cups and not in glasses.
Which is, I just think it's fun. I just think it's wonderful. All right, one final question for you, which is, where would you go? Can I ask you where you would go? If there's one place you could go in Brittany?
Wow, there are so many things to see.
What is the thing that you would recommend, the number one thing to see in Brittany?
Wow, very difficult question. There are so many places. Well, related to an event, probably I would advise to go to the Inter-Celtic Festival in August. If you are interested in the Celtic music and dances in general, it's a very special atmosphere.
And huge.
And huge.
Have you been?
So, yes. I've been living in Lorient for 4 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So every year is a very special period for about 10 days with concerts in the streets, in bars. There are special dinners organized with fish soups, the traditional soups being cooked.
Wow. I don't think I've had any fish soups yet. So there's something else I should be looking for? There's fish soup?
Yes.
Soupe de poisson.
Mm-hmm. Soupe de poisson, exactly.
I saw it up there. So.
Sometimes we call it cotriade. Cotriade. It's the special name of the festival organized on the first night of the Inter-Celtic Festival.
Okay. People can find you at visitebretagne.com, and I'll have a link in the show notes instead of having to spell it out. But if people really wanted to bring you on a tour, what kind of place would you take them to?
So both on the north and south coast, which are very different. The north coast is wilder. There is, for example, the pink granite coast, which is rather unique with pink granite from its name. Saint Malo also is very special because it's the city of corsairs, the privateers. Mont Saint-Michel, of course, is not very far away from here. Rennes, the capital city of Brittany, and here where we are now, along the Gulf of Morbihan, of course, it's one of the best places for the nature and our landscapes.
Fantastic. Thank you, Samuel, and thank you, and now we can go get dry, right?
Yes.
I appreciate it. Merci beaucoup.
De rien.
I hope you enjoyed that interview, and if you would like to join me on one of my Celtic invasion vacations, next year we're going to the Isle of Skye in Scotland, and I still have space available. You can save money when you sign up before the end of October. Go to CelticInvasion.com for details. You can also support my music and travels for as little as $1 per month when you join the Gunrunners Club and become a patron of my music. If you enjoy the show, subscribe to the podcast and my mailing list at KiltFather.com.